I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Today's show, we have Monica Beckman, and she's the Executive Director of LifePath, which serves seniors, Meals on Wheels, volunteers, and fundraising of all kinds. So I want to say welcome to Monica. Welcome, Monica.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is great. I'm so excited. Tell me a little bit of backstory on you and how you became involved with the Albany Senior Center.
Sure. I've come a long way. I used to be a college professor, and then I ran the Alzheimer's Association for a while. And about 7 years ago, someone reached out to me and said that Senior Services is an amazing organization, but they are really struggling in this time. And were really struggling financially, and they asked me if I would be interested in helping turn the organization around. And for the last 7 years, we've come a really long way and are holding our own.
What's your backstory? What got you involved with senior centers? I know that they included you in the opportunity of like filling out an application and getting a job because of the opportunity arise. But what's you have a rich history, so share that with us.
Sure. And actually, it wasn't so much that I was interested in seniors. I was much more interested in being able to run an agency. Because if there's at least one or two people paying attention to the business of the agency, then the other people, 70, 100, and 150, can do the good work that will actually impact the community. So this agency needed someone to run the business so that the 70 employees can impact over 4,000 older adults every year.
I'm so glad that you brought up running it like a business. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur, and I think that more and more nonprofits need to start acting like a business and operating from a business. Even with even with branding, and we'll talk about the rebrand that you guys have moved from the Senior Center of Albany to LifePath and how important that is, but it's so important that you start operating and running like a business and stop thinking the no profit. Because honestly, I think like if you think about manifesting and stuff, if you're always thinking no profit, that means there's no money ever going to come in, right? So you have to think abundantly. You got to come from a place of abundance and not a place of lack. And if you get more people involved thinking abundantly, it enriches their lives, it enriches the volunteers' lives, the stakeholders, the board members, all the key players in your organization. So thank you for bringing that up. Talk to me and explain what LifePath is. I'm going to hashtag that senior center as well because I know you guys have had a history with that.
Yep. So we've been Senior Services of Albany since 1952, so that's 67 years of being in business. And what we do is provide an array of services for older adults. Now, as a society, we have really come a long way in terms of how we think about aging and how we think about older adults. And as an agency, we've gone through that same transformation. We've basically outgrown our name. It's no longer about just providing services to really frail old people. It's about helping all of us age better. There is so much research out there in how we can impact how we age, regardless of the illnesses we may have, regardless of our family, regardless of our income. There are so many things we can do to age better. And LifePath is exactly that. We're focusing on helping people live the best life that they can live, regardless of where they are in their stage of aging.
I love that you said that because, honestly, 80 is the new 40, right? And you're giving them this opportunity to be youthful still in your organization with being involved with community and volunteers and the donations. And I know that you just had a partnership with Girls Inc., getting the younger girls involved with the older grandparents. Perhaps they never even had a grandmother or grandfather. So I love what you guys are doing and connecting with the community. Why is LifePath so important?
Because older adults, regardless of where they are in their stage, need information. They need the ability to stay connected, because once you leave the workforce, it gets harder and harder to be connected, and your world gets smaller and smaller. You have to consciously work at it. So LifePath can help you do that. LifePath can help you make sense of all the information you're being bombarded with in terms of what is evidence-based, what will actually work, and what's just a scam out there. We work with people who are being financially exploited. Where do you go for help? How do you manage and get through that situation? And then we still have, our core mission, which is providing Meals on Wheels to people who can't get out. So there are many opportunities. We provide transportation. We provide health care, insurance counseling, which is a huge thing. I don't know if you've ever gotten a letter from the government, but I have three masters, and I have trouble understanding the letters that come to my older adults from the government.
I completely understand. And you know what? I'm glad that you just brought that up, because this is a great point. Some of these older adults are not, they don't have computer literacy,
nope.
Right? And everything has gone technology, and then there's all this techno babble, and this world is so noisy. And so organizations like yours break it down for them in bite-sized pieces so that they can understand and know and take advantage of their rights. I'm sure that you have a lot of veterans as well in your organization. Mm-hmm. So speak on that.
Well, we provide services. Many of our veterans, especially our older veterans, as we're now celebrating the World War II, many of them are very oldest and frailest seniors, so most of them take advantage of Meals on Wheels programs. They may come to the centers occasionally to still connect, and we do have some groups where they gather on a regular basis. The number is getting smaller and smaller, but they still come together.
Yeah,
able to get out.
That's awesome. How many Meals on Wheels in the jurisdiction that you do serve?
Sure. We cover mostly Albany County, although we do go a little bit into Schenectady and Troy, but it's 90% Albany County. And we prepare about 900 meals a day out of our centralized kitchen. Of that, 500 of them go to older adults, and then we have another 300 to 400 that actually go to Head Starts.
Amazing. Who does all this cooking?
Well, we have a staff, two cooks, a couple of prep cooks, and a lot of people, volunteers as well as paid employees who package the stuff up. I always say LifePath is probably one of the largest takeout restaurants in Albany County. There is no other restaurant that will do 900 meals a day, cook, prep, and deliver.
Yeah, and now the dishes.
Yeah.
I think as Monica is the executive director of LifePath, and Monica probably ends up doing some dishes from time to time. 900 people, 900 meals. That's tremendous, and what a gift. What a, you know, an inspiration to many. And I think that these seniors are so fortunate and so lucky to be a part of your organization. Is there a fee?
There are many ways that you can participate. So if you're talking about Meals on Wheels, there are three ways. You can get subsidized through the government or through an insurance company, or you can pay for yourself. Sometimes the adult children will pay for their parents to make sure that they have at least one solid meal a day. And what's even more interesting is the meal is great. It feeds the body. But it's the people who deliver that meal that feed the soul. In many cases, it is the only person that older adult will see all day.
I love that. That is great.
And every year since I've been here for the last 7 years, we've saved at least 4 to 5 lives, because we were there when a person had fallen, when a person had had a stroke, when a person had left on the gas. And we were there to intervene and save that life.
Thank you for sharing that story. You know, we take it for granted. And fortunately, if these adults, these older adults, seniors, don't have family, you are their family,
yes.
Right? You become
absolutely.
The brother, the sister, the aunt, the uncle, the life, the companion, if you will. So tell us a little bit more about LifePath and how someone can contribute.
Well, there's many ways to participate. One way is to support our fundraisers, and there are a number of them. If you follow us on Facebook, which is now LifePath, org. If you follow us on Facebook, you'll be able to see them. You can volunteer for us. We have an array of volunteer opportunities or make a contribution. And everything, all of that information can come to you via our phone call to our administrative offices, which is 518-465-3322.
And you did mention the lifepath.org,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Super. I want to say thank you so much, Monica Beckman. I learned so much today about LifePath, the transition from Senior Center of Albany to LifePath. You guys are doing great work. Kudos to you, and it's such a pleasure to meet you. Guys, if you like this content, like it, subscribe, share. Share it with a friend. Tag someone. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. I'll catch you next time. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.